This is KNKX. With multiple reports naming Los Angeles Rams passing game coordinator Shane Waldron as the Seahawks' new offensive coordinator, we're taking a closer look at the impact he might have on the team. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Art, Shane Waldron doesn't have a high profile in the NFL, and he's never been an offensive coordinator before. Is that a good idea for the Seahawks?
Well, I don't think it's as much a disqualifier as it might sound. He's actually been in the NFL for 7 years, and the last four have been with the Los Angeles Rams, the Seahawks' nemesis. The Rams are 6-3 in the time that head coach Sean McVay and Waldron have been with the Rams. So it's been a successful formula for the Rams, and I think he's got enough experience in his 4 years to be able to take this job and really run with it, because the Rams have always had a top-tier offense in that time, despite the fact that they've had, I think, a below-average quarterback in Jared Goff. If it's possible to combine the Rams' offensive creativity with the skills of quarterback Russell Wilson, I think the Seahawks might really have something.
Well, speaking of Russell Wilson, after the Rams beat the Seahawks in the first round of the playoffs this season, it seems like Wilson and head coach Pete Carroll had differing opinions on how to fix things.
Yeah, there was some tension, I think, between them, because Pete Carroll, as his tradition, loves to run the ball. And Russell Wilson, as the Let Russ Cook theme played out this year, loves to throw it deep. And he was very successful when the Seahawks got off to their 5-0 start, the best start in franchise history. But it faltered when Wilson started throwing interceptions and the Seahawks found defenses had developed countermeasures to the deep ball philosophy that Wilson had with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, his two best receivers. So things deteriorated to the point where the Seahawks, in their playoff game, really had about their worst offensive game of the year. Russell Wilson was only 11 of 27 passing. And I think they both diverged on the best way forward. And so it's going to be up to Waldron to thread that needle. And that is definitely going to be a challenge.
So what would an offense under Waldron look like for the Seahawks?
I think fans who've watched the Rams over these last few years under McVay have seen something that I think is really instructive on how that offense works. The receivers always seem to be open. And they have been a leader in the NFL over the last 3 years in a stat called yards after catch. That means that the receiver is able to get additional yardage just beyond the reception. And it's really been an advantage in Rams games against the Seahawks. And they do that by having a very clever offensive design that gives all sorts of eye candy to the defenders and confuses them, leaves them a step behind. They can't stay with their receivers because they don't know if the ball is going to a runner disguised as a receiver or a receiver disguised as a runner. And all of this works out well for the Rams because they have gotten by with an average quarterback for a long time and even reached the Super Bowl. And I think that sort of disguise, deception, and creativity is a real possibility with Waldron and the Seahawks, especially when he's got a good quarterback to work with.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.